Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor, welcoming you out for a wonderful show today, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so stinking hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you. Those of you that want that cash flow, that freedom, that prosperity right now, today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, so you live the life that you love, to be with those that you love, doing what you love. And I'm so excited to have you guys on. Thank you for sharing, for following this show, and again, building this world, because really, I cannot do it without you, because I'm here to create a ripple effect, and I know so are you, because you know that as you create freedom, as you create more prosperity in your life, you can also create a ripple effect of freedom and prosperity in others' lives too, because you can show up as a better servant, be able to do more and be more as a result of that. So welcome. I appreciate you guys being on. You guys have been great. I love just some of the things you guys have been sending for those that have been reaching out. Just seriously, you guys are incredible, and I'm so proud I can serve you guys. So thank you so much. So today I want to talk about an experience I had over the weekend. I was sitting in church, and we were having our little Sunday school lesson. They decided they were going to focus on, you know, financial self-reliance and that kind of thing. And you could tell they're taking a little bit of a spin towards retirement, and I thought this is great. And by the way, I actually, even in this church, I actually even have a responsibility where I help teach some of these self-reliance type classes. And they've mostly had me teach more of the business type stuff versus the financial, which is funny. But they wanted to kind of promote this one. They wanted to do more of a retirement focus and invite people to it. And so they wanted to bring that up, bring up some of the spiritual stuff, which those principles I 100% agree with. They're awesome. And then they said, okay, we're going to bring up a guy that's actually a financial advisor. And they're like, yeah, we're going to bring him up. We're going to have him present. And he's going to really go deeper. And the guy just said, hey, I get the spiritual stuff, but I'm definitely not the strategist here, but he's going to give you some good stuff. And I thought, well, this should be interesting. You know, what kind of a financial advisor is this guy? And how specific is he going to get? And so it was pretty interesting to see. It was very apparent right off the bat. This guy was very much traditional financial advisor. However, it was actually worse because the things that he was promoting, oh my goodness. I mean, the things he called annuities scams. I mean, get this. I mean, now annuities, I don't often put people in annuities, you know, like I usually have them do cash flowing investments, but I know that annuity, it can be a good safe place to generate some income for you. But oh man, he hated it. If it had basically any kind of insurance tied to it, he called it a scam, literally called it a scam. And he threw out all kinds of things. I mean, he even talked about where you should be invested. He talked about you should be in the stock market wholeheartedly, max out your 401k, right? Get the match. And then of course dump everything you can possible into your mutual funds or stocks or whatever you invest in. Right. And one lady said, well, hey, you know, if I'm, you know, getting near retirement, and there's a lot of older people in my church here. She's like, well, if we're in retirement, shouldn't we back off on being so aggressive? And he said, oh, no. Actually, you should stay, not unless you're at least 85 years old. And if you're 85 years old, then yeah, maybe you go more conservative. But until then, you should be putting all in the stock market. Now, I hope you guys, if you turn on your brains a little bit, realize this is horrible, horrible advice. In fact, so bad that he could be reported for this because he's making claims that are violating suitability issues, right? Because even in the traditional world, when they talk about suitability, they tell you not to have people heavily invest in the stock market if they're near retirement. And he's saying, no, you're 80. If you're 85, go for it. You know, unless you're 85 years old, you need to get as much growth as possible. He's like, yeah, there'll be downs, but you just have to ride it out. Guys, this is where it gets dangerous. Now, this is not the most dangerous point. This is just the danger of financial advising in general, because he's not the first person to say stuff like this, right? Here's where it's dangerous, is that when he was introduced, as being the guy that's been a financial advisor, very certified and professional to be there to give advice. Then he also got up and he said, yes, I've got a master, or he got his bachelor's I'm trying to remember what the bachelor's in. The master's is in finance, bachelor's is in like economics or something like that, with a master's in finance. So right off the bat, he's saying, hey, I'm a qualified person because I got the degrees to prove it. On top of that, he also said, I've also been a certified financial advisor for the last 10 years. Now, granted, now I sat there, and I'm sure you guys are wondering, like, did I say anything? I did pipe up a little bit, but I wasn't confrontational at all. I just made some points about what a scam really was, and that kind of thing. But I pretty much stayed quiet just to observe. And there was times I was just like, I think the one I gasped on was when he said the 85-year-old thing. I gasped. I mean, I kind of laughed and chuckled about the whole, all insurance is a scam, all that kind of stuff, right? Just buy cheap term, that's it. And even then, don't even buy other types of insurances. He even said, basically avoid everything but, health insurance or what you need for, home or auto insurance. Everything else is a scam, right? Which is bull crap, just so you know. In fact, he even said a disability shouldn't even be there. Is another piece of bull crap right there. Again, dangerous toe that he was walking, that line. I mean, if he would have crossed, he had already crossed that line. He's in danger already of losing his license if somebody were to report him right now. But in any case, back to this point, what is dangerous is that I know that his perspective, I get the traditional viewpoint because I taught it too, right? I was that traditional advisor. What's dangerous is that when he said he's been an advisor for 10 years, that can sound impressive, especially with all his degrees and everything. I've been doing this for 17 years, right? 10 years is very impressive as a financial advisor because most never last beyond two, right? Most barely even make it 4 or 5 years. And for him to say, oh yeah, I've been doing this for 10 years, sounds impressive. However, think of this. His perspective is, what kind of stock market has he been watching? 10 years, you go back to 2009, he basically walked in at the market bottom, and then he watched it ride all the way to the top, to where it is today, right? So, of course, he's going to have the perspective that the stock market's awesome. Yeah, I know history. Yeah, it'll go down, but it'll come back up. Again, he's thinking from a very young perspective, right? A very youthful perspective of, no, it's okay. If the market goes down, you just wait it out and go longer. Well, he didn't address that. What if this person's 65 or 70 years old and the market starts tanking? Are they going to ride it out more because they were going aggressive like he told them to do? So they're sticking all their money 100% into the stock market, and then boom, recession hits. They lose a quarter of their money. Let's just say it's only a quarter, maybe, right? They lose a quarter of their money. That affects their lifestyle, their income. What are they going to do? Not pull out money? You're going to have to go back out and get a job because the market's not looking good? I mean, what kind of planning is that? That's bull crap, right? And so, I know I just said bull crap, so that makes this totally PG-13 or something. Actually, it just makes it PG. But anyways, so here's the problem. When he has that kind of experience, it sounds great, but this is what I run into all the time with people, is that if they're not at least in their 40s or 50s, they don't even remember the recession. They remember it, but they really don't. And they'll say, oh, yeah, but it's like this. And it could be your coworkers or colleagues that are saying, yeah, but the market's so awesome. Why would you get out now? Why would you do other investments or real estate or anything else? Because the market's amazing. Look at it. And you're getting a match on your 401k. So why would you stop? All this kind of junk that you're being taught or reinforced is dangerous. Very, very dangerous. And what's more dangerous, you got guys just like him out there all over the place. I would tell you, the majority of financial advisors, I can assure you, have less than 10 years of experience with the markets, or 10 years or less. They don't know any different. They've only seen up. I'll tell you, I've seen Y2K, I've seen the recession, and everything in between. And I've seen the boom years too. I've seen a lot of boom years. I've seen market recoveries. I came in around Y2K, or especially right around 9/11. That's when I came in as an advisor. So to come in then, yeah, it was bad timing to come in the market. And I heard what people had said, because there was plenty of guys there still talking about the stock market being awesome in the 90s. you know, financial advisors saying this, right? Saying, yeah, 1999, we had funds doing 123% that year. It was awesome. You know, that kind of stuff would come up, you know, and they would say, yeah, this is great. Yeah, buying these Janus funds, they're wonderful, which, by the way, Janus is like crap funds now. But they were great then, you know, back in the late 90s, they were awesome. So all this kind of stuff was taught, right? But again, a lot of those guys came from the 90s when they were seeing a huge uptick in the market. They were seeing a huge uptrend. So, of course, they're going to be promoting like crazy the stock market until their butts got handed to them a little bit. He's going to have to go through the same thing, this advisor. He's going to have the same sort of humility and humble pie that he's going to have to eat. And maybe he'll tone it down a bit. But the problem is there's people just like him out there promoting this every day, whether they're financial advisors, whether they're your friends, your colleagues, your coworkers, they're promoting this kind of junk all the time. And by the way, just because somebody says they have 30 years of experience does not mean anything either, just so you know. I've seen advisors that have 30 years of experience, but really they're just 30 years, really 1 year repeated 30 times. They teach the same thing they've taught for the last 30 years. They don't ever update. They don't ever question their philosophies. They don't question what they've been teaching or what they've been doing. And they keep putting people in the same old box. And pretty soon becomes outdated and crappy. This is like what happened with Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey still does not really update his information. He just keeps the same strategies. Understand, principles never change. Principles are timeless. You know, so the principles actually in this class, the Sunday school class we're in, was great. They're talking about living within your means. Wholeheartedly agree. Live within your means. You know, avoid excessive consumer debt. I also agree with that, and that's even a strategy, but it's also a principle, again, of within the whole live within your means, right? Dollars follow value is another key principle. Always looking for ways to create value is a way to always ensure you have your needs met. This wasn't taught on Sunday, but it should have been, you know? Not taking high risk, you know, taking lower risk to create certain and higher returns. You know, 90% chance of losing or risk does not equate to a 90% chance of winning, right? All these things, like all this kind of stuff that are myths that have been taught out there. He talked about dollar cost averaging, which I'm going to do a show on too, because dollar cost averaging is a very interesting concept that actually, if they think about it, doesn't work. By the way, there is one thing this guy taught that actually was accurate. He put up four different random interest rates on the board between like 2.2 and like 9 point something. And he just said, he's like, hey, what are these? He just asked out of these five different interest rates on here, which one is the return to the stock market? And my wife and I both yelled out, since when? Because we know how to do this game. He said, oh, yes, it's the last 20 years. And then I yelled out, average returns or actual yield returns? He said, average. I'm like, okay, well, that's higher. Because I know the average return, the actual yield return is 4%, or right about 4%, almost exactly, right? And so I said, all right, cool. Then I would say 5.3. And he's like, all right, any other guesses? People had mostly higher guesses. And he said, yep, it's 5.3. And I thought, so fascinating. He's telling everybody to buy into the stock market. Don't time it. Just keep buying and buying and buying. And then he admits in the last 20 years, it's only been 5.3%. How ridiculous is that, right? I mean, that's a horrible return. And that's before taxes, right? His point was, too, he's like the average return of some people was actually 1.9% over the last 20 years. He said, well, that's because they try to time it on their own. They get emotional. They pull out of the market. And he's right. That does happen at times. But I also know, too, that's also not true because there's so many people have done funds that don't perform the same. Or they get diversified, quote unquote, among these different funds. So it's not just S&P 500 index. And by the way, even if you get S&P 500, they take out fees that are not part of the returns. So you get paid less anyways than that 5.4% or 5.3, sorry. And then he said, yeah, the actual return for these people have been 1.9% average. He's right. He's absolutely right because people aren't getting market returns, even when they think they're invested in the market, right? This is the thing I say is so dangerous is be careful who you're listening to. Be careful who you're taking advice from because these people, you have to have a plan that's going to work no matter what gets thrown at you. His plan only works if the market continues to go up and if you're willing to ride it even if it goes down. And if it goes flat, you just keep riding it until it finally works. And if it's at 5.3%, guess what? You'll never retire. That return never works. You will never save enough to retire even a decent lifestyle. No wonder he's saying be aggressive until you're 85, because he realizes if you got lesser returns, you know, you start investing in bonds or other secure type investments, and you're getting paid 3 or 4% instead, well, you're never going to make it. So, of course, he's telling him to 85 to make his numbers work. But, guys, that's not necessary. That is not the answer. Saving and saving and gambling in a market, which, by the way, it's interesting. My church teaches people not to go gamble in Vegas and things like that. However, there's a guy standing up saying, go gamble your money in the market. Everyone, I'm here to tell you not to gamble your money in the market. I'm here to tell you to actually go do things that are real assets, things that actually have contractual type of returns. That could be, and despite what he said, it could be annuities, although it may not be. It could be doing things like buying real estate, like real assets, and having control of it, not thinking you have an asset, but actually buying a real asset. It could also be that maybe if you're not buying the real asset, maybe you don't want to do anything with real estate. Maybe instead you end up buying things that are tied to real estate. Maybe you buy into things that are either debts, loans against it, you know, where you become the lender, you become the bank. Or maybe it's something where you become a business partner in it, but you're not the one managing the property. And there's different ways to do that. And so, there's so many other options, even outside the real estate realm, you could do too. But that's what I'm saying is, like, guys, you do not want to gamble your life away taking bad advice. And again, this guy is a wonderful guy. I'm sure he's a wonderful family man. I got no ill feelings about him. And I think the majority, vast majority of financial advisors are all the same, where they want to do what's best for their clients. The issue is that they often get bad training because the training they get is from institutions. They get it from banks and the financial institutions they work for, and then they spew it right back to you. And even if they say they learn it from another financial advisor, well, who trained them? The banks and financial institutions that are training them, providing materials, that are basically selling this junk to you. You're being sold a bill of goods that really is just awesome marketing and sales from financial institutions that want your money, and they want to make your money work for them rather than work for you. You know, you get the peanuts and the leftovers, but ultimately it's about what's in their best interest, and then they're just providing some sort of service or value for you by saying, hey, you don't have to think, turn your brain off, let us do all the heavy lifting for you. And that is exactly what's wrong with it. That's why, even as financial advisors, it's hard to trust that mainstream viewpoint, because financial advisors have to do what I did, which is essentially turn your brain on, reject almost everything you've been taught, start doing things that actually work, things that really create results, that actually create financial freedom. And those things are not to be found anywhere within that traditional mainstream financial advice. It's nowhere to be found. Their advice is simply live on a budget, pay off all your debt, save everything and save it in mutual funds and let it compound and grow for 5 billion years so that hopefully you might live off less than the interest, ideally 2 to 3% of whatever your account value is. That is pretty much their advice. If you were to sum it all up, that's it. That advice has proven never to work. It will not work. And I will keep beating that drum over and over, because that is the message, guys, is to have you wake up, to have you turn your brains on, your own brains on, to master your own money, to take that money out of that control and put it in a place where it actually works for you and generates real cash flow that makes a difference in your life right now. And I'm telling you, I have people all the time. I just had a guy, I said last week, I'm like, listen, you can create another $100,000 a year this year alone, and that compounds every year where you're growing that income more. You work however long you want, and that number will keep growing as long as you do it right. Guys, there is hope. There is freedom available to you if you just are willing to take it and not take the advice of these dangerous financial advisors, especially those that have been around within the last 10 years. So everybody, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and I hope this prosperity continues for you forever.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.